Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome into Bet Sweats on this Football Friday, hanging out with you for the next 3 hours on the BetMGM network. A lot happening. Of course, the new week in the NFL. Week number 9 began last night with a beatdown. Baltimore Ravens over the Miami Dolphins. We'll talk about that one coming up. We've got one more game, at least, with the World Series. We have to wait until tonight to find out if we're going to have a Game 7. I think we will. We'll go over that. College football plays. NFL as well. Baltimore 28-6 last night, the 7 in the hook, an easy cover. Good look, Paul Aspen, jumping in on Survivor when almost nobody's going to be on Baltimore, jumping in, taking them, and it was pretty sweat-free. If you look at the box score, the yardage is about the same, but if you watch the game, no, as the boos are raining down on the Dolphins. Ravens perfect in the red zone. The Dolphins 0-3 in the red zone. It got ugly. That is the Miami team that we're used to. I wish they would have shown up in Atlanta like that.
I feel like everything we talked about yesterday came through on the game. Ravens win. We lean to a Ravens cover. Derrick Henry, longest rush, that hit. You said Andrews was going to have a game. He had 2 touchdowns.
Yep.
And even Kolar Moon caught a touchdown.
I forgot what the odds were.
Everything.
Kolar.
Everything plus 850.
Right. It was 8-1, 9-1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was greedy last night. Like, I was mad at myself. I'm like, oh, Andrews, right away, boom, get this cashed in. I grabbed it at plus 190. The number was actually going up a little bit at some books, which didn't make any sense. Looked at 2 touchdowns, didn't do it. Looked at first touchdown, didn't do it. So even though you get a nice hit there, I walked away mad. Walking away a lot of days mad, including yesterday with that one. But yeah, everything we talked about, and then we were warning people about Keaton Mitchell as we heard more and more love on Keaton Mitchell. BetMGM had it at 10.5 early in the show. That's a winner if you go over 10.5, but you got to pay the juice on that. Later in the show, it's 12.5. You see 13s elsewhere. Those were all losers because he has 4 carries, just like last week, but this time 11 yards.
Not a surprise at all, yeah. Especially when the obscure player moves up 3-4 yards and everybody's on him. You get that little nugget. You see the John Ewing tweet, 95% of the bets are on this bet. And you're like, dead. That's not good. I think it was the right process. The issue is he only had 4 carries. I like the idea that, okay, Lamar's not going to run. And he didn't really run that much. He had 5
not
carries
at all.
For 14
not
minutes.
At all. Yep.
You know, so I think it was the right thought process. Then Derrick Henry ran for 6 yards a pop. And John Harbaugh said, yeah, this is working. We're just going to do this the whole game. 19 carries for a buck 19. We did warm to that idea, too. Well, okay, if Lamar can't run and the public is going to be on Keaton Mitchell, Derrick Henry. It's Derrick Henry. That's what's going to happen. And they just force-fed number 22. And there was a carry in the first quarter where I thought, ooh, if he would have broken that tackle, he's gone for 50. And then he eventually got that long run. 35 on the longest rush. We were talking 18.5, 19.5, and
yep,
he almost doubled it. Now, for the Ravens, 3-5, minus 165 to win the AFC North.
Yeah.
It still kind of feels cheap. I'm not saying run there and bet it, but the discussion was had last couple days about the Ravens to win the division and the Chiefs to win the division. The Ravens to win the division and the Bills to win the division. The Ravens to win the North and IO sixth man, whatever. We were saying it. It was minus 120. It was minus 125. And now 40 cents, 45 cents higher after a dominant win on national streaming. I almost said national television. It's not television. It's streaming. We also, by the way, we have to talk about YouTube TV.
Oh, don't worry.
They're putting this in the chair again. You see that email? Oh, man.
See the email? Woo! It was, I can't watch it. I can't watch it right now. So, yeah, we'll get to that. I've got that marked down in Friday Feels, among many other things. Yeah, so they're winning the division. But damn, yes, what were you waiting for? This sort of a move after a win against a putrid Miami team that was supposed to happen as a 7.5-point favorite, it actually feels like maybe it's a bit too much of a move based on that. I'm not saying it's not worth a bet. That's fine. But what the hell were you waiting for? I think everybody's been saying the same thing. In a matter of 5 days, they go from 1-5 to 3-5. They're winning this division. They were favored last couple. They're going to keep on being favored for the next couple of months. Look at their schedule. They're going to be favored in all of these games. I think there's one game maybe at the end of the year. But if they win the majority of these games, they're going to be back to being priced like they were at the start of the season. When the computer people were telling us that this is the best team in the NFL, and it's really not even close. So maybe they're not going to be a dog the rest of the way.
They were minus 200 before the season because at the time you had a healthy Burrow, and there's always this offseason optimism around the Steelers because of Tomlin, and they always find ways to win and get over 500. But the highest price I remember was minus 200. The biggest price, the biggest divisional price was Buffalo at minus 300, minus 325. That was the richest divisional price. Baltimore was a big favorite, but you're right. In terms of comparing the price in the summer to the price now, it is still cheaper than it was in August and early September when it was about minus 200. They still play the Steelers twice. So that's going to really swing the division, right? You play the Steelers on December 7th and then wrap up the regular season in Pittsburgh last week of the season. Here's the thing about Baltimore, and I don't, you know, won't even show, but they did just play last night, and this is sort of the NFL betting topic of the day. When they're desperate, I'm scared of them. Other teams' desperation, I don't like. When the Bears are desperate, I'm like, oh, they're going to lose. When other teams are desperate, it's not good. You don't get their best. When the Ravens are desperate, I feel like you do get their best.
Mm-hmm. Take the toys out. Maybe the opponent has something to do with it, with the Dolphins and the Bears. But yeah, they got focus. They got focused, and they look great. The room. HN, number one play, under 13.5 rushing attempts. He has 14. That's a loser. Waddle was a winner, over 62 in the hook. He ends up with 82. Keaton Mitchell, I don't know how to grade it. Like, the email we got was 10.5, but that's not where the market was on Keaton Mitchell, and it's not where the number closed. So however you want to look, you want to call it a half, whatever. I mean, if you paid the juice at 10.5, you won. If you did not, if you got the number that was pretty much everywhere, widely available, you lost. So I guess you can call it a half a win, half a loss, I guess. HN, under 59.5 rushing yards, that's a loser, has 67. Henry, under 18.5 rush attempts, that's a loser, 19. Hook 19. On 1-2 of them. Actually, well, yeah, it depends how you want to do the Mitchell. They're all pretty close. The room lost, though. Like, it's 1 or 1.5 wins. If we give them the Mitchell, it's, 1.5. So the room was bad. And you look on Kalshi this morning, next coach fired. 73% chance they say it is Mike McDaniel. Now you've got the long week. Is this the time that McDaniel gets fired, or do they ride this out for the rest of the year? I don't know that there's a close second. They mention Zach Taylor, Raheem Morris, Aaron Glenn. I don't see it with any of those guys. If there's going to be another firing this season, this is the guy. If it's not him, I don't think it's going to be anybody else.
It is very wild how these NFL circles roll over, because 2 years ago, two seasons ago, I had a bet on Mike McDaniel to win Coach of the Year and Tyreek Hill to win the MVP. And they were both looking really, really good November of 2023. Hill was on pace for 2,000 yards. I remember I made that bet at 125-1. Probably the last time I'll ever bet a position player to win the MVP, by the way, because he was so good and he still wasn't favored. That was the year Purdy and Lamar were neck and neck through Christmas, and then the Niners beat the Ravens and Lamar ended up having a much better finish to his season. But 2 years ago, we're talking about Mike McDaniel potentially being Coach of the Year, Tyreek Hill potentially being MVP. And here we are, a very small window later, 2 years later, McDaniel's probably going to get fired and Tyreek might never play again in Miami. That's the NFL, though, man. If you don't, capitalize on your window, you may never, ever, ever get back.
Small window. Ask Matt Nagy. Year one, riding that high. Bears are going to win eventually. Look at what they did with the rookie year, with the quarterback, new head coach, offensive mastermind. No turning back. This is going to be a brand new Bears. I mean, you could come up with any example in this league. That's how it works. Aside from the great ones that are there every year, for the most part, it's you might get one chance. Might get one. You better capitalize right now. How does Kevin O'Connell feel this year, right? Look how things change in Indianapolis. Is this the Colts' only crack at it? You don't know. That's why there's a lot of teams that I think are going to be aggressive when it comes to Tuesday's trade deadline, because this might be their chance. Like, I hear all these rumors about the Patriots, and I kind of laugh at them. Like, guys, your window, Vrabel just got there. Drake May is on the scene as an MVP candidate. Like, you got time. And then examples like this, like, oh, no, this is the NFL. One injury could change everything. One dumb mistake can change everything. You never know. Who saw it coming like this? People thought that McDaniel was going to be scoring 30 points per game for a long period of time, and now look at him. His offense puts up 6 points last night, and two has been awful this season as they regret that contract. This is BetSweats, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And well, tonight we've got game number 6. It's Toronto up in the series, 3-2. BetMGM number for this game is $1.40. Dodgers, the road team, is favored because they have Yamamoto on the bump. But for the series, the Blue Jays are a -250 favorite. You can get the Dodgers at 2-1. Dodgers fans praying and Dodgers backers like me, Yamamoto can have a third straight complete game in the postseason.
I like the under in the game. Now you're getting that Yamamoto tax 7.5 on the total, because we know these two teams, when hitting, are dangerous and could clear these numbers by themselves. But I just, as somebody holding Toronto stock, they'll feel good, at least about the offense. And Gausman is a dart thrower, too. I mean, if he has a solid outing, we could be talking about a 3-2 type final. So as for betting the game tonight, I'm not looking to bet more Toronto on top of my pre-existing Toronto position, and I'm not going to lay $1.50 on the road. You're certainly paying the tax there. I got an email from Kenny White, who makes the game Dodgers -120. That's his true line. You see the board, -140, -145, -150. So they know people are going to bet the Dodgers, and they shade the line. That's how this racket works. As for making a bet, though, I would lean under 7.5 tonight. I think it's a pitcher's duel.
Could be right. Yeah, in this matchup, when talking about this game, I'm not hearing a lot of respect for Gausman. Yes, he gave up a couple of homers in the last outing, but he was very close to having a terrific game, completely overshadowed. Remember, that was a low-scoring game. So maybe we do get the under there, 7.5. That would make a lot of sense, and I don't expect Yamamoto to get into any trouble, but you've got to entertain the idea. He's not the greatest pitcher of all time. He's phenomenal, but you never know what's going to happen, and it's baseball. So if there is any sign of trouble, backs against the wall. Like with Blake Snell, Roberts was like, okay, I trust that he's going to get this figured out. I'm not buying that these two homers to start the game is what we're going to be dealing with the entire game. And he was correct. The problem was the offense just didn't show up. And we can talk Yamamoto all day. They need to score runs, man. They've scored 3 in the last 2 games, and both of those games were at home. Now you're going on the road. Maybe that's a good thing. You remember a few weeks ago when we talked to Todd Frazier about it, and just the idea of a home field and how many cents is it worth in the betting world and all that. He's like, forget all that. When I played in the playoffs, I loved going on the road. You're so much more comfortable. You're like, yeah, it's us against the world. Let's go and get these guys in their house. Some teams are more comfortable playing on the road, and kind of like that. I was at the Cubs World Series game 5 before they got on the road, and the feeling was just get one. They got that one, then they go to Cleveland, and they take them out. Wouldn't surprise me if that were to happen here. We'll see, but maybe they finally start hitting. That's what we've been waiting for all season, at least if you got money on L.A.
Did have an interesting conversation yesterday at the bar car on the train. Some guy with a Jays hat. I was like, what do you think? Nervous. He goes, we're going to kill them tomorrow. We're going to kill
them. Oh, get bent, dude.
No bias there, huh? With the Jays hat on, we're going to kill them, he said. All right.
Canadian sports fan says that?
Dodgers.
Really?
Dodgers series. Dodgers.
Wow. It took that? Just flipped. Just completely flipped like that. Okay. All right. I see you. Friday feels on the other side. We'll break down the entire NFL card in this show as well. You got Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.